Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
When I think of fishing, which isn't often, I think of two things. The first is the gorgeous scenery in the Oscar-winning 1992 movie, A River Runs Through It. For those who haven't seen it, the story is about two sons of a stern minister, one reserved, one rebellious, as they grow up in rural Montana. Fly fishing is a major theme in the movie. Part of the landscape's beauty may be due to the fact that one of the brothers is portrayed by Brad Pitt. The second is self-sufficiency. When we are able to feed ourselves, whether by growing, hunting, foraging, or fishing, there is a confidence that comes in knowing that we are able to provide food for ourselves and our loved ones. Self-sufficiency is a value. It should also be a component in therapy and mental health. Therapy is a cross between art and science. The tools that a therapist uses arise from specific theories that have been tested by research to show that they are helpful to clients. Ideally, a therapist has studied a few different modalities of therapy and is able to use various tools in their tool belt. The art comes in how to apply the tools. Good therapy is molded to fit each individual client. Individuals in pain are not like cars with faulty brakes. The same intervention doesn't work for everyone. It has been my experience that clients don't wait to see a therapist forever. And ethically, my role is to help them feel better and move on with their lives. One way that this goal is accomplished is through skill building. A couple comes to therapy looking for relationship support. As they describe what brought them to therapy, it becomes clear that communication is challenging. So we work on communication tools. We work on spotting patterns that block positive discussions. We look at ways to get around these barriers, as well as how to talk to each other and avoid their creation in the first place. For individuals seeing a therapy for anxiety and depression, skill building is a major part of therapy. Clients will learn techniques to help lessen their anxiety, as well as to monitor their thoughts, which may be contributing to their anxiety and panic attacks. Similar tools can be used to manage anger. For anxiety and depression, one of the skills I teach them most often is a breathing exercise. There is a free 20-minute download that talks you through this exercise as if you were in the office with me, although the sound waves are only in the audio version. You can find that on my homepage. My wish for clients is that once they've learned and become comfortable with necessary skills, that they become self-sufficient in managing any remaining issues that brought them to therapy. Even more important than learning new skills or coping strategies is putting the time in to practice it. There's a reason I often suggest homework to clients. Sessions usually only last for 50 minutes. And so the more work clients can do outside of our meetings, the more successful therapy will be. Based on the theory of experiential learning, homework provides an opportunity to develop skills in different areas of life and different ways, cementing the new ability into the client's toolkit. They learn to fish. When clients are able to leave therapy with the skills and tools they need to help keep themselves mentally healthy and or better cope with life's challenges, I believe that this is one indication of successful therapy. To repeat a quote, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. And I will see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakeye.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.